I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello everybody and welcome back to part two of Vicky Patterson The Secret 2. I am joined by the incredible Judy Love this week and honestly she is everything I want in a guest. She is funny, she is warm, she is articulate. Like, I just want you to stay forever, Judy.
Oh babes, I'll be back, don't worry girl. All right.
Yes! But I mean, I can't keep you all to myself because I know how much of a busy woman you are, as well as your stint on MasterChef. You're also a pretty successful stand-up comic. I mean, I know you're not the type to toot your own horn, but girl, I'd give it a fucking blow. I would give it a blow now.
I do love a stand-up. I think stand-up is my first love. You know, obviously we've just had this year of not being able to do live performance, and I did a couple of months ago, and you get that nerves before going on stage, and I went on stage and it was like, boom, this is where I belong, you know. And
your body just came alive.
Yeah. And I think I realized comedy, you know, working so many different jobs when I was younger, and you know, some of them I'd stay in for a little while, some I'd leave. And the one consistent thing throughout all of my working career is that I was always making other people laugh. And I was like, someone said to me, geez, I don't know why, I think you should try and do comedy. And I was like, nah, girl, seeing that busting joke with my bridges is different than actually writing shit. And that was the love. So, yeah, I'd planned to do my one-woman show last year. I had done some beforehand, which had been sold out at the Shaw Theatre. So, you know, hopefully this year or next year we're going to go on tour, and I'm, you know, still in writing of that. And it's just a nice way to connect to people. But I think it's a nice way to talk about stuff as well that's happening without punching it down anyone's throat.
Yeah.
You know, you can, if we can laugh about the stuff that you might do secretly, or the things that you have got that makes you think of stereotypes, a little bit prejudice and all the rest of it, but we can laugh together and you can go, oh my gosh, I think like that. That's more going to teach you something than me ramming it down your throat.
It's a nice alternative approach to getting people to think about their actions,
yes,
potentially, right? Is that what you, I know what you mean. I know what you're saying.
And
over the last year or so, you must have managed to come up with so much new material, because it's been a bit of a shit show, Jude. It really has.
What a year it's been, hasn't it? I mean, I have written up some new stuff and just more of observation of how we've handled this last year and what it's done for me, how it's made me think about my life. And I think that's really where I want to concentrate on. I don't want to mention the big COVID word too much, but more about how we've transitioned out of it and what's life going to be now, because we've had a lot of time to think. I think, you know, we probably had a lot of time to drink as well, to be honest with you.
Oh, mate, honestly, I had to limit myself to one day a week because I was just... I'm someone who thrives on routine and structure.
Right.
And without that in my life, like, I just went full... Like, I went feral very fast. Like, it took me no time at all to fucking stay in my pyjamas all day and have a glass of wine before 11.
I just remember my kids taking the bin out and I just could hear click, cling, click, cling, cling, click, cling, 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 click, cling, 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 cling. And I thought, no, this don't sound too right. Click, cling, cling. And when my friend was doing a shop run, like, we'd take turns for runs, like, who was doing what run. And she'd be like, I'm in the shop, babes. What wines? What wines? Do you want? And I'm like, this girl ain't asked me if I need butter. She ain't asked me if I need bread. Do you know what I mean? It was like, what wines? And so, yeah, I thought, okay, girls. We need to.
That's a good friend, that Judy. Like,
I'm telling you.
Give her a juice. She knows you.
She knows me, babe.
So you've got this little motto of yours, and it is laughter is healing. And I just wanted to know what that means to you.
Laughter is healing. I felt, you know, there was a period in my life where it was a really dark period, and I think through all things, you know, for I was a child carer, you know, really bad breakup, having, you know, losing my mum when I was pregnant and breaking up, and work life balance and just struggling. And through all of those bits, you know, friends going through really bad situations and health implications for other family members, through all of those stuff, there was always laughter in there. And that got me through to the next thing. And then when I was in my darkest place, that's when I started a bit of comedy. And I felt like when I got on the stage, that's when I felt alive. That's when I felt purposeful. That's when I felt present. And I just wanted that for other people. Like, I just thought to myself, there was one day I worked in a really severe residential mental health unit. And I'd say about 12 residents. And I mean severe, like, you know, severe in the sense where the highest security and safety measures was in there. And I'm working with three other therapists. We'd have therapy as a team in the morning, then group therapy with the residents, and then therapy at lunchtime, and then therapy, so this was real intense. And I remember being in the kitchen with about 12 residents, and we're talking all different kinds of psychosis. Some have been in the system for 6 years, 12 years, you know.
That's okay.
And we were sitting down, and I made them dinner, made some cooked with me and was cooking and so on. And I was just talking, and I was busting joke. I didn't even realise I was busting joke. And, oh, it makes me feel emotional. Ooh. And all 12, some that wouldn't even communicate as much, were all laughing. Oh, were laughing, geez. Laughing.
Yeah.
And one of the guys, oh,
take a second.
One of the guys who was one of our most severe client turned to me and said to me, he laughed until he cried, and he turned to me and he said to me, "You made me laugh and forget that I had a psychosis for that 10 minutes.
Oh.
And that...
Oh, Judy. Mate, it's life-changing, isn't it?
It when I stood there and saw everybody laughing, and I thought to myself, okay, I can help people in this way, but I could also help people through laughter on a stage. What about the people who are feeling depressed and they're not going to the doctors? What about the people who's just lost a loved one and now, you know, everything's done, family's gone back to normal? What about those people that's battling with things? Like, if I can do this on a stage instead of in just a structural place, a structural form, you know, a legal form, then maybe that's what this is about. And it was that I thought, okay, I want to help people the same way, like people for their medication, I want to help it with laughter. And that's definitely something that, yeah, pushed me. And that's, for me, what, you know, laughter's healing. Yeah.
That, like, pivotal moment for you, like, was that the moment where you just thought, no, this could be something more. This is more than just writing jokes. Like, this is more than just having a joke with friends or making people smile a bit at work. I could parlay this into something that helped more people.
I think that, and when my mum passed away, when she was passing, we call it travelling in Jamaica. So she's like taking her last few breaths in that day, the day before. And I was doing an impression of my auntie, and she laughed. My mum laughed. She laughed as she was passing. I was like, well, if you're about to meet Jesus, Mum, and I can make you laugh, maybe I should be on a stage. You know? Tell Jesus hi. But maybe I should be on a stage. Just meanwhile, you're nearly meeting him. Can you ask Jesus, should I get on the stage with this?
Just one quick thing, Mum.
One quick thing, Mum. Okay? All right. Can you just ask God if I should be doing this professionally? And I
know you've got a lot on your plate right now. Right now, could you just...
you're my mama. Just do this with me, mummy, okay? And look, that's the responsibility of mums all to the end. Yeah. And I think that was her way of, like, you know, her laughing. You know, she's travelling, as we call it, but she was still semi-conscious. She, you know, her eyes were fully closed by them, but she was still present enough to have that energy to just laugh. And I was like, I don't need nothing else. That there and that, those two things. I was like, okay, I'm gonna try this, and here we are.
Almost like a last act was a proper seal of approval, Judy, wasn't it? Like, do you know what I mean?
Literally, that was the last bit of communication with my mum. She died like maybe 4 hours or so after that.
I'm so sorry.
It's all right,
sorry,
babe.
Judy. Oh man, but like, it sounds to me as though, like, you've used comedy as a sort of coping mechanism throughout over the years, and in turn you've turned it into a bit of a catharsis.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what's the word catharsis mean, girl? Slow down, would you? Jesus Christ.
Oh, fuck off, Judy, don't give us that. It's like cathartic, like a therapy.
Yeah, that's it.
You're just trying to catch me out, but it's not even a word. You bastard. Judy, you bastard. Oh, I'm going to check it after.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
But, yeah, have you used it as a bit of a coping mechanism? Was my question.
I think so, you know. I think it's just a part of me, and I think, like, there's so much that goes on in our life. Life is so transitional. So many different periods, who you were 2 years ago to who you are now, our health, our image, everything, you know, where we want to be. And I think, like, if this is it, if this is what we have, yeah, let's just embrace it with some joy. Let's just embrace it with some love, experiences and memories. It's memories that are one of the most key things that you must create. And in those memories, it will bring love. That's continuous little gems of laughter. That is continuous. That's little medication right there. You could just draw back on a memory and remember that period, that nostalgia.
I mean, I love laughing. I love going to see comedians. I love comedy shows. I just can't wait till we can do it all live again,
babes,
and the world opens up.
You're going to have a ticket to my show, front row.
I'm so excited. Right, are you planning this one-woman show again? Are you getting back out there with the touring Judy? What can we look forward to?
I've got some TV shows coming up as well. And I've got definitely one woman, which I'm in the process of writing and so on. I'm actually, you know, writing a few little bits at the moment, and it will be a nice 1 hour, maybe a bit longer than 1 hour, with probably one other supporting act touring around the UK. So I'm really excited.
Oh, that is super exciting. I just want the world to open up. I want to have brunch. I want to go and see you live.
Yes.
I want to see my friends. I want to hug people. Like, I'm so excited, Judy.
I'm so excited. Okay, as long as one of us, as long as both of us don't come back pregnant, I think we should be all right, babes.
Fingers crossed, mate. Legs
crossed, babes. Not fingers, okay? Fingers is what gets us in the problem in the first place, girl.
That's where I've been fucking going wrong with it, Judy.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh my, listen, I can't let you go without talking to you about Loose Women, because we share that in common. I was on the panel, God, about 5 years ago now, right. But I do remember it as being like such a lovely experience. Mm. Are you enjoying it?
I am enjoying it. I mean, especially throughout this period, you know, they've done so much to keep us safe and, you know, get us in and keep us working and keep us entertaining people at lunchtime. And it's been phenomenal. And, you know, last year, October, obviously, we had the first black ever full black panel on the channel and on the show.
Iconic. iconic.
And it was awarded. It was awarded. We won a Royal Television Society Award for that episode. And it's the support of the whole, all of the women and the whole team behind. And, you know, when I first started and being so nervous, you know, it's just the women that said, you know, who's been there for 10, 20 years saying, don't worry, if you don't understand this, you can throw the question to us or helping me with a question or helping me with my answers, being a bit nervous, just calming me down. They're pros at this. They're pros. Yeah. So those women, you know, it's been a beautiful journey. And Loose Women, all of us, we won this award, and that's what's beautiful. Oh,
it is like a little family, though, isn't it, Judy, when you're there?
It is. You're discussing parenting, dating, relationships, recipes, all sorts of things. Best tummy tucker, girdle, like, you know, you're all... All kind of stuff. Do you know what I mean? As these eyelashes look good, this look like just so much different stuff. It's fantastic. I look forward to going out with them, going on holiday with them, and spending more time with them.
We had a little boozy brunch once, I remember, and me and Katie Price ended up quite tipsy, as I seem, as memory serves. But it's so lovely to sometimes just kick your shoes off and see them in a bit of a social situation, isn't it? Because on that panel, it can get intense.
Yes. You know, I look forward to us kicking our shoes off. If I'm honest with you, I kick my shoes off even when I'm sitting there looking all nice and pretty. My crusty toes are out underneath there. Honest to God, they'll get a picture of them and everything. Kay's the worst. Kay will always get a picture of me with my shoes off. I love her to bring it. But it's like, yeah, they can be intense because we have serious, real conversations. They're funny at times, but we're honest with what we're feeling, what we're doing. And people don't see the support outside on off air. Do you know what I mean? The things we're dealing with off air, they don't see all of that. So, you know, and everyone has their own opinion. So having your opinions in a safe space with other women who are just as powerful in their own light, of course it would be intense. But it's always love at the end.
But then I think it's nice, like in the same way that there are so many different demographics and so many different age ranges of women watching, like they're finally, it's inclusive, and there are going to be different opinions when you get a group of strong women together who are vocal.
Yeah.
And that's nice because people watching at home can feel represented.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I think they do feel represented. And I think that episode that won the award was what that was put forward for. I think that's why it was picked out, because yes, it was for black women, but there's been women from all different backgrounds that have at times felt marginalized or felt that their voice wasn't heard, you know, whether that's from a white single mother, whether that's from a working class woman, whether that's someone, like we said, who's business savvy but people just don't see her as maternal, you know, whether that's someone that has been married from a young age and hasn't been able to explore who they are. So that episode was probably letting them feel like, wow, like even I might be different to what society would deem as right, my voice can be still heard.
And that is a message that we need to be reiterating more and more to our women.
Yeah, definitely.
Judy, it has been such a pleasure talking to you today. And I know that everyone listening is going to feel so empowered, so warm, so fuzzy, and just really, really like, oh, I don't know, just happy after listening to this. You've just got a nice way about you, haven't you?
Oh, thanks, babes. Thanks.
Oh, mate. Don't say anything I don't mean. Here at Vicky Patterson The Secret 2, before we let our lovely guests go, we always ask you to impart a couple pearls of wisdom on our listeners. And hearing you talk today, it feels as though you've achieved so much, yet you've still got so much else you want to do. You're super ambitious, you're super driven, you're a real feminist icon as far as I'm concerned. And it feels as though there's been one obvious driving force throughout all of that, and it was your mother's influence. I just want to know what your secret is to making your mum proud.
Oh, without crying. I think my secret to making my mother proud is encompassing all that she's, you know, gone through, didn't get to do, opportunities she didn't get to take, and understanding that the areas where she had pain or she had difficulties, that is not necessarily my story, and that those things that she has gone through was a sacrifice to open a space for me to be able to grab all on opportunities. So for me, making my mother proud was really understanding who she was you know, what her aim was for me as her child, and using that to now know that I have that platform, in the sense that just being born here, the platform in the sense of the teachings that she gave me as a young child, as a young black girl living in the UK, living anywhere in the world, that I'm enough and that I must use that to continue being my authentic self. And I think that, although she's not here to tell me, I definitely feel her presence. And I think sometimes the hard work I just keep going is because I crave to hear her tell me she's proud of me. And, you know, it's such a hard feeling when you've lost someone and you want to hear that. You can't hear it from her, but I definitely feel it without crying. I definitely feel it. And if there's one thing I think that pushes me to make her proud, my mum had a lot of strokes, you know, and we talked about being the strong woman, and it's really made me think about my health, even though I'm plus size to who, but I'm plus size. I think about
fucking, you're fabulous. Just remark, you're fucking fabulous.
Thank you. I think about my health. I think about when I'm tired, taking the time out. She didn't. I think about how much it is to your friends or family as well. And laying that foundation for my children and other generations. So that's my secret to making my mum proud, being my authentic self, looking after myself first so that I can continue building some form of legacy and foundation for my children and the next generation ahead.
Oh, Julie, like, I know I didn't know your mum, and I'm really trying to word this in a way that doesn't sound condescending at all or patronising, but, like, just speaking as another woman, I'd struggle to find anyone who wasn't proud of you.
Oh, thank you, Beth.
Oh, I'm going to end on that note. We're all going to reach for the tissues.
We can't start crying like it's a Friday night and we're dickless and we're just looking into the bottom of our wine glasses saying, girl, I should have stayed with Tony. Like, I mean, should I call him? Should I call him? And you're like, no, you shouldn't call him. And I'm like, I'm going to call him. And you're like, no, I don't know what accent that is, girl.
You don't need that man. You don't need him, girl. If you ever need somebody to tell you a man isn't shit, I'm the person you should call. Fucking hell, Judy. I cannot wait till we're out drinking and doing that.
Oh, here we come. Here we come.
The world's going to watch out, Army. Thank you so much for being a guest today. You're just absolute delight.
Thank you. You are such a vibe, my sweetie. You are such a vibe, my sweetie. Thank you so much for having me. Fantastic podcast.
Judy Love, everybody. Woo! Woo! Well, guys, that was Judy Love, and I think we'll all agree it was like a mother's hug, wasn't it? Oh, what a woman. What a lovely woman. If you love Judy and you want to listen to more of her after this podcast, she's a regular guest on the Loose Women panel. Also, you heard she's got a tour coming up. So I suppose follow her on Instagram and stay tuned. What a wonderful guest. She's just made me feel all soft and gooey inside. Ah! So that was Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. And if you are enjoying listening, guys, please do the right thing. Tell your mates about it. Leave a review. Do all of the right podcasty things. And if you have anything to add, send us an email, vickypattersonpodcast@gmail.com. Let us know if there's a guest you want to have on. Let us know if there's anything we can do to make your listening experience better. Because we're here for you at the end of the day. Have a really good week, guys. I'm off to fucking call me mom.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.